The name of truth is consciousness. The name of consciousness is reality. Reality's name is God. God's inner name is love. God's outer name is glory. To fulfill his divine destiny, man has to be conscious of his inner reality. When we pay all attention to the material world and neglect the inner world, we starve the soul within us. The soul, that eternal spark within us, must be brought to the fore. Our hearts must learn the secret of each day soulfully renewing the splendor of our inner wealth. Life, we must learn to value, to feel the necessity of the inner life. We have to feel that if we are secure and satisfied in the inner world, inside our own hearts, then only will we find security and satisfaction amidst the multifarious activities of our outer life. Achievements, for outer success and progress, for name and fame, and for so many other things. And they are absolutely right in their own way. They feel that the inner life will not fulfill their desires. They feel that the inner life is difficult. But the inner life is difficult only when we want to fulfill the outer life first, and the inner life last. The inner life must be fulfilled first, or we must take the inner life and the outer life together with the feeling that when the inner life is fed, the outer life will automatically be nourished. One does not have to abandon the outer life in order to lead a spiritual life. One has only to go deep within. Then one will be able to see how much of the outer life has to be maintained in order to make spiritual progress and achieve God realization.